This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Beth Voorhees. Members of the West Virginia Food and Farm Coalition hosted their second annual Food Policy Forum in Summersville yesterday. The grassroots group is working to expand access to locally grown foods in the state while also improving the business climate for small farmers. While the discussions were preliminary, Ashton Mara reports the group is beginning to identify its legislative agenda for the 2016 session.
We never know from day one to the 60th day what it's going to be.
Senator Ron Miller is a Democrat from Greenbrier County, a Baptist minister. The senator served for years as the chair of the Senate's Agriculture Committee. But now that the chamber is under Republican control, Miller no longer holds that post. Still, he says, agricultural policies aren't as politically divisive as many of the other issues in the State House.
Where it becomes political is if we emphasize agricultural issues. And that's where it becomes political. A lot of times people in leadership don't think it's important in West Virginia, and it's extremely important.
Important, Miller says, because it can provide the economic diversification some regions of the state are desperate for. West Virginia Food and Farm Coalition Program Director Megan Smith agrees.
As a lot of our more historic industries have started declining, we can see food and farm businesses start as a small niche of economic development. Because it's really community-based.
So Smith and the coalition are working on a grassroots level to aid those niche industries and zero in on policy changes that will help them thrive in West Virginia communities. The coalition's gathering in Summersville was the first step in their annual process of choosing policy initiatives to back and turning them into actual pieces of legislation they can present at the State House.
Don't know enough about your communities to give you recommendations for what we think you should do, but
Tuesday's day-long session included a workshop led by Ona Balkis with the Harvard Food Law and Policy Clinic. The clinic works with state-level groups across the country to increase access to healthy foods, prevent diet-related diseases, and create new market opportunities for small farmers. They both research and write policy while promoting effective ways to share those messages with lawmakers, like community organizing.
Because especially I think on the state and local level, if you have an organized coalition pushing for something, you can get a lot done. The legislators are listening. They're not deaf to those types of efforts.
The Food and Farm Coalition has seen recent success, getting lawmakers approval during the 2015 session for a bill that set up a better business structure for agricultural and recycling co-ops. Still, Miller says the politics and the money will play a part in the agricultural issues the coalition tries to push during the 2016 session. And for the sake of the coal fields, he says, he hopes agriculture doesn't get overshadowed.
We sometimes look where the power of the money is at in the state. And right now it's gas. It was coal. Those still are two powerful areas. Agriculture is it's part of our state seal. When you look at our seal, it's on our state seal. It's a part of our history, but it's also part of our future. And that's what you have to do. You have to continue to emphasize the part that it can play and revitalize in southern West Virginia.
The coalition plans to identify its top legislative priorities by the end of the summer, turn them into legislation, and start shopping those bills to lawmakers for their support by interim meetings in September. So far, possible initiatives include funding for mobile markets to increase access to fresh foods and legislation that would allow the sale of cottage foods or foods like jams and baked goods produced in people's homes. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Summersville.
About 150 people from six states gathered in Morgantown Tuesday to tell the Appalachian Regional Commission what they think the organization can do to help the region take advantage of emerging opportunities. As Jesse Wright reports, the ARC will use the information collected at this listening session to develop a plan to guide its economic and community development efforts during the next 5 years.
The Morgantown listening session was the last of five held across Appalachia in recent months to gather information about how the ARC can best direct its resources. Previous sessions were held in North Carolina, Mississippi, Kentucky, and Pennsylvania.
Well, ARC is updating its strategic plan. This is a guide to help the agency invest its funds over the next 5 or so years.
That's Costas Skordas, the ARC's Director of Regional Planning and Research.
But it also helps us to go out into communities to listen to the experts from the region, community members, workers, folks who own businesses, who work for nonprofits, who work for local governments, to hear what ideas and emerging opportunities they're seeing in their communities. Because that will inform the strategic plan process.
Participants of the session came from all over West Virginia, but Pennsylvania, Maryland, Virginia, Tennessee, and Ohio were also represented. Kelly Jo Dre is the County Resource Coordinator for Fayette County in West Virginia. She says she came to the session because she wanted to help shape the ARC's strategic plan.
I also wanted to hear what all of the other folks around the region are concerned about and, learn about the issues that other local folks are working on in their communities.
Participants were broken up into groups of about 4 to 6 people. Among other things, the groups were asked to come up with a list of emerging opportunities in the area that citizens could take advantage of. Things like promising new industries, reinventing old industries, or unique regulatory mechanisms that could ease economic development. The groups then came up with a list of barriers that prevent people from taking advantage of those opportunities, and then ways the ARC can help overcome those barriers. Scordis says that while different kinds of problems were emphasized in the earlier listening sessions, there were several common themes that emerged in all five.
Heard a lot of concerns around the need for broadband and expanded telecommunications capacity and digital infrastructure. We heard that across the board. We heard themes around leadership and improving civic capacity and leadership development at the local level, and in particular, supporting younger leaders to be better integrated into decision-making and governance at the local, state, and regional levels.
The ARC will meet in July to further develop its 5-year strategic plan. The final plan will be crafted in August. A review and approval of the plan is scheduled for October. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jesse Wright in Morgantown.
And it's not too late to have your say about the ARC's strategic plan. You can find a link to the survey the ARC is conducting at our website, wvpublic.org. The deadline to take the survey is Friday. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. Our producer is Ashton Mara. Our director is Teresa Wills. I'm Beth Voorhees.